Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, June the 22nd, 2017. 14 minutes past the hour, 12:14 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today we've got a big show. This is going to be a lot of fun. Joining us here in the first hour is one of my favorite guests. Former doctor on the Today Show. He worked for ABC and also has written a lot of great books over the years. Dr. Art Uihlein is going to discuss healthcare in this country with us as the secret Senate bill was just released moments ago, and I'm going to fill you in on that momentarily. Next hour, I do want to give a plug, though, that coming up next hour in studio, we will have Andrew Mackey. Andrew Mackey is running for the 4th Congressional District as a Democrat that represents this district. He is from Richwood, Ohio, against Republican incumbent Jim Jordan. Interesting thing about Andrew Mackey, he's 33 years old, and 3 years ago he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And he will discuss that, why he's making this run, which has a lot to do with health care, and we'll learn all about that next hour. So stay tuned to that, because as most of you know, Representative Jordan has opposed Obamacare. I got to tell you a quick story. It just happened. This just tells you how bungled I am sometimes. As you know, on Tuesday on this program, we did a sports show with Larry Merchant, former boxing analyst from HBO. And I, of course, had his phone number written down in my Rolodex here. And I still have a Rolodex. It's not all on the computer. And the same day we booked Larry, we booked Dr. Uihlein. Both of them have the same area code. And their numbers were written down at the same time. And right before we went on the air today, I called the number and I said, good morning, Dr. Uihlein. So glad to have you on the show today. How are you? And the voice said, Scott, this is Larry Merchant. And and that's how he said, I think you're about 6,000 miles off. So I got in with Dr. Uihlein right under the wire. So Larry Merchant is probably somewhere laughing at me right now, and probably right now Dr. Uihlein too. But we'll get to the Senate bill in a second, because it just got released 32 minutes ago. But I'm so proud to welcome to these microphones each and every time Dr. Art Uihlein. Dr. Uihlein, how are you?
Good morning. I am fine and chuckling just a little bit about that story.
You know, I might need something here pretty soon. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how I manage that.
You're keeping too many balls in the air, probably. I don't know if you saw the emails I've been sending you this morning. You have a chance to look at any of them?
I have the view wherever you are, which I think, I don't know if you want to tell where you are, but where the state you're in is beautiful.
I'm in Park City, Utah, and I went out on an abbreviated hike this morning so I could be with Scott, and I sent him a picture from 7,600 feet and 7,700 feet and 7,800 feet, and my last message was, Scott, when are you going to start broadcasting from Park City, Utah?
I need to do it. It's time to go, because I think I have too many balls in the air here, so maybe Utah would calm me down with that beautiful landscape you sent this morning.
It's impossible to be on edge out here, and I'm going to officially extend an invitation for you to come out sometime late summer or fall and broadcast from our home.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? I definitely might take you up on that. And you're still out there climbing mountains, hiking. You know, this is something I have to do as well. I'm taking a lead from you and need to start accomplishing some of these things.
It starts with a single step, and that step will have me in 3 weeks approaching the summit of Kilimanjaro.
And again, for everybody out there listening, who wonder, how many times have you done this, and you will be doing this at what age here in a few weeks?
Well, this is our second time. My wife is going with me. She went up the first time when I celebrated my 75th birthday at the summit. This year, we are going up with a group of friends, and we will celebrate my 81st birthday.
Beautiful. And you want to do this for how long, Dr. Euline?
Well, I've set a goal for myself. I plan to do this for 5 more years. And if I am successful on the 5th year, I've also told my trainer, by the way, that I'm taking him as my guest on the 5th year. And if everything works out, and I plan for it to do so, I will stand on the summit 5 years from this July 13th and take the Guinness World Record as the oldest man to ever summit, and then I will publicly fire my trainer.
I love it. And I am looking forward to now, about a month ago, we did a series of shows from the Wellington Hotel in Manhattan. So doing a series of shows from Park City, Utah, hey, that might not be far off. What fun we would have.
We'll talk about that. I was not kidding when I sent that message.
Well, I appreciate that. So we will have to work on that. But I do want to let the folks know, 32 minutes ago, if you haven't been keeping up in the news, and this is why we wanted to have Dr. Euline on today, there has been a secret Senate bill, which is what they've been calling it, concerning your health care. About a month ago, the House did pass the American Health Care Act. The Senate has not passed it yet, so it has not become law. For some reason, a lot of senators, even Republican senators, have not seen this bill. For the first time, 32 minutes ago, this bill was revealed to the to the public and the media. Now, I can't go through everything here, but here are the big things concerning this bill. The bill is very similar to the version of the House bill that passed last month, but with some key changes. The text released Thursday showed the Senate legislation would still make major changes to the nation's health care system, repealing Obamacare's individual mandate, drastically cutting back federal support for Medicaid, eliminating Obamacare's taxes on the wealthy, insurers, and others. The Senate plan, however, would keep Obamacare's subsidies to help people pay for individual coverage. Now, the pre-existing condition issue depends on who you talk to, but there might also be a repeal of that. But people are also saying the Republicans will not pass it if that is not in there. But that's the information we have right now. Dr. Euline, you're hearing this probably for the first time as well. 32 minutes ago it was released. How does it strike you when you hear it?
Well, it strikes me with horror. But I did actually come in about 20 minutes ago, and I read some of these key terms, and I guess that I kind of divide a discussion like this in my own mind into 3 areas: the facts, common sense, and morality. You may recall last time you and I talked, I was pretty focused on the morality of this. So what do you want to talk about first? Facts, common sense, or morality?
Well, let's talk about the facts of it, because maybe you had a better chance to look at it than I did. Those are the things. Did you read anything about pre-existing conditions?
It's up in the air. Here's what's probably not up in the air, and that is that the benefits, the specific benefits, are up to each state. So in California, I can guarantee you we will have everything covered, because that's just the way it works in our state. And in Ohio, if the legislature chose to, they could eliminate chemotherapy, radiation therapy, experimental drugs, contraception. They get to eliminate anything they want. So it is not a national health care plan. It's a national health care plan that says to the states, hey, do whatever you want. But I want to step back one step further and talk about the facts about Obamacare. Because everyone says, not everyone, actually, the Republicans are saying that Obamacare is a disaster. It doesn't work. Costs are increasing, right?
That's what I hear.
Say.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the fact. The facts are that the costs have been increasing every single year for the last 30 years. And last year, in Obamacare's second or third year of action, the rate of increase, the percentage of increase compared to the prior year, was the lowest it has been in 30 years. So Obamacare actually was working.
Now,
22 million new people were insured compared to before Obamacare. And by the way, the only reason, in my opinion, the only reason Obamacare didn't work better at cutting costs was politics. Politicians allowed private insurers and the drug companies to write that bill. And I'm blaming both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Well, that
I blame the Democrats and the Republicans.
That was my question to you, Dr. Yulian. If the fact you just said is true, and I believe that it had been increasing for more than 20 years, and last year showed the least increase with Obamacare, why aren't the Democrats saying that if they want to save it and win in certain areas?
Because we live in an age of slogans now. And if we really wanted to explain what's necessary, it takes six sentences. But it only takes three words to say, it's a disaster. And there are people out there who don't have access to the information I have. I'm a physician. I read widely on the subject. Who believe the politicians when they say it's a disaster. It's a disaster because your representative is opposed to single-payer insurance. If you really wanted to rein in costs in this country, you would do what every other developed country in the world has done. You would have a single-payer system.
Now, this beckons a question.
The facts in this country, this is from the Institute of Medicine, from the National Institute of Health, the facts are that 35% of all the money spent on medical care in the United States is wasted. It is for unnecessary care, for inappropriate care, even for harmful care. Now, the one place where you can't get away with that right now is Medicare, single-payer insurance after the age of 65, because Medicare says, hey, doc, you want to do that procedure that doesn't work? You go ahead and do it, but we're not going to pay for it.
Well, Dr. Yulian, and you're exactly right, because coming up next hour, we're going to have, I think you heard, Andrew Mackey on, the Democrat who's opposing our representative in the House, Representative Jordan, who you just mentioned there, who does oppose single payer. Now, here's my question. If single payer is more cost effective, Representative Jordan is a part of this group called the Freedom Caucus, which is the group that's way to the right that doesn't want government involved in anything. If it is less expensive, why would he not be for that?
Well, that's a really good question. You should be asking him that question, and I will tell you why. Ask him also how much money his campaign received from insurance companies. Ask him that question.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask him the following question. Ask him to name anything, any single thing that private insurance adds to health care. Any benefit. Now, I know what he's going to tell you. He's going to say, well, it creates competition. The pardon me while I fall off my chair laughing, because the insurance companies are not competing for individual insurance. They don't want to be in the individual insurance business. They are competing for large groups. They want employers with a 500,000 employees, because that's where they can make the money. So if I were king, I'd get rid of them all. I'd have single-payer insurance, and I would turn the entire management of the country over to Kaiser, where the doctors receive a salary, so they have no incentive, none at all, to do something unnecessary or order something unnecessary or inappropriate.
So basically, as we all hear, usually we hear this when it comes to the Second Amendment, but basically a lot of these politicians have been purchased by the healthcare industry.
On both sides, by the way. I want to make it clear, I am a Democrat, but they are bought too. And it dismays me as a physician. I am dismayed as a human being, but the facts are, no one can show me a single thing that private insurance adds to the equation. And if you want to compare our health statistics, if you want to talk about facts, then presumably we have the best health care in the world. Then tell me why we don't have the best longevity statistics, why our lifespan is shorter, why a child born with cystic fibrosis in the United States of America has a 10-year shorter life expectancy than a child born with that same disease in Canada. And the answer is universal coverage, single-payer insurance.
Dr. Uhlein, you are a doctor. I have been to the local country club, and a lot of doctors get together there and play golf. And my own doctor, I've had this conversation while I'm up on the seat getting ready to be examined, has told me he did not like President Obama. He did not like Obamacare. I guess I understand why the insurance providers don't like it, because it hurts them. Why do the doctors not like it?
Actually, the doctors didn't like it because it is a total mishmash. It dramatically, imagine having, you've got 2,000 patients, and they have between them 200 different insurance companies, and you have to deal on the phone with prior approvals from 200 different companies. You have to bill 200 companies separately. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Here, I would point out to you that in an absolutely stunning, stunning change of position, the American Medical Association actually has come out supporting the concept of single-payer insurance. They opposed Medicare way back in the 60s. They opposed it. But in fact, it is a very, very simple, clear-cut system to work with, and it provides spectacular care for patients over 65. And if our legislators really cared about the people they represent, they would have extended Medicare all the way down.
It's fascinating. I want to go back to something you said earlier, because this is very important for people to understand. Now, if our state legislature is now going to control our health care, if this passes, and it is kind of a rocky road, because the Republicans easily could pass something in the Congress. The Senate can only lose two votes. There's no Democrat who I believe will vote for this bill. That's my opinion.
Right.
What do you think? Do you see any Democrats voting?
I think you're right. I think you're right. And there are some safe Republicans there's no safe Republican who will vote against it.
Only two can vote against it.
I'm hoping that the people will rise up. We've seen this happen in town halls. By the way, we saw it happen in town halls, and what did the senators and congressmen start doing? They canceled town halls.
Well, see, that's
we have a secret health care bill. Can you explain to me what they were trying to keep secret? I would submit to you that they were trying to keep secret the influence of the insurance industry and the influence of the drug companies on this bill.
That being said, which is very important to say, as we just said, no Democrats going to vote for this. So that's the Senate there. The Republicans can only lose two. Only two votes. Do you think they will lose that?
10 years ago, I would have told you they would go down to horrendous defeat. But we live in a day and age now where for some of our representatives, both sides, I'm painting them both with this black brush, party is more important than populace. It saddens me to say that. I mean, we live in an age where the Senate, and one of the most important bills in history, it affects one-sixth of the nation's economy. It affects every single person in this country, and they won't hold open hearings. We live in a country today where the president will not allow cameras or audio recorders in press conferences because they're afraid the public might hear what was actually said. We live in a country that resembles ancient Greece, where if you didn't like the message, you killed the messenger, right?
That is what happened.
Maybe I should watch out for my skin, huh?
Well, it's an important thing to say, but if I'm a Republican in the Senate, here's what I have to understand, because you said it right. One of the most important bills in the history of the U.S. Senate, as important as Obama